coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand these things. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm setting the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, worth hearing.
This message is titled Prevailing Prayer.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God is with us. Amen. John Wesley used to say, the best of all is God with us. How true. You know, the Spirit said, every tree a forest. Say, every tree a forest. Say it again, every tree a forest. Say, I'm a tree of righteousness. Yeah, every tree a forest. You know, the people who used to say, a tree cannot make a forest. We didn't know they lied. God's purpose is for every tree to become a forest by the Holy Ghost, through the power of the Holy Spirit. So they were right naturally that a tree cannot make a forest, but they were wrong. Because in real truth, a tree can become a forest. Just give it enough time, and it will. So they weren't smart enough when they said that. And God shows us, each one of us can become a multitude. You know, I like what he said, referring to Rebecca. She had two nations inside her. You remember that? She had two nations inside. It's amazing how many people had nations in them. Abraham had nations inside him, right? Jacob carried nations. And think about this. Isaac, the son of Abraham, was going to be a multitude. Had these two sons, Jacob and Esau, and both of them were going to be nations. And those nations will produce more nations. But they were not the ones that God had in mind. He said, it's very interesting. God didn't say, Isaac shall thy seed be called. Not sure whether you ever read it. God didn't say, Isaac shall thy seed be called. He didn't say that to Abraham. He said, in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Meaning that the seed of Abraham that he was referring to was not Isaac. The seed of Abraham was not going to be called Isaac. He said, in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Not Isaac shall thy seed be called, but in Isaac. And the Bible tells us that that seed of Abraham was Christ. And if you belong to Christ, you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. So we are the seed of Abraham. And each one of us has the potential of a multitude. When you come to Christ, His seed is in you. Even though you are His seed is in you. Did you know that? The Bible says the seed of God is in you. How can you allow that seed die without reproducing? The seed of God is in you. What are you going to do? If you think that you were born of your mother as a timid person, thank God. That's not a problem. You may say, I don't know how to speak to many people. Thank God. That's wonderful. Why? Because this thing we're talking about is not by might. You see, God's not looking for those who know how to talk. He's not looking for those who have the natural ability to face an audience. No, He's not looking for that. He's looking for somebody who will say, Lord, here I am. Fill me. Talk to me. Use me for your glory. And He says, open your mouth and I will fill it. I was not a very bold person. As a young lad, I wasn't. I was timid. Always played on my own. Didn't have that outward, you know, boldness like many of the young kids my age. Even my younger brother was bolder than I. See? And then, the worst of all, full of fear. I feared everything because I heard too many stories. Too many bad stories. Did you ever hear of what they call bomo bomo? If you never heard that, just forget it. I was told that, you know, those guys were out all the time. So as a kid, I feared them. Then I even feared the little birds in the nights that made that sound. I was told it was a witch. Then I heard of one they called Lady Koi Koi. If you never heard of this, don't worry about this. Then there was Seku, Short Man Devil. I heard all of those things as a little kid, and I feared them. Then I feared thunder and the lightning. They said sometimes it struck and killed somebody. And I didn't know when judgment day was coming and I was going to die and go to hell. I was afraid. A life full of fear, even as a little boy. But when the day came and I received the Holy Ghost, my fears vanished. My fears dissipated forever. And since then, I haven't known fright. Not even fright. Nothing shakes me. All that is the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost. When I couldn't talk to other people, now I was bold. I could talk to anybody. Because I knew the Holy Spirit would speak through me. I didn't have to premeditate to see what am I going to say, because I saw it in the word. Jesus said, when they bring you before councils and before governors and so on and so forth, he said, don't worry about what you're going to say. He said, because the spirit of your father will speak through you. At the hour that you need it, he will speak through you. And I trusted Jesus, and it's been so. Hallelujah. So I say to you, don't worry about how you were born. Don't worry about how you grew up. All of that doesn't count. What matters is to receive the Holy Spirit. When you receive the Holy Spirit, his words will come through you with power. You can trust him. That's the way to rely on him. Don't say, what am I going to say? Say, Lord, your word is in my mouth. You will speak through me. That's all you need. And start. You say, how will I start? Don't worry. He said, open your mouth and I will fill it. He will fill your mouth with the right words. Don't worry about making a mistake. That doesn't mean anything. Why? Because he will use your imperfections and perfect them. The Bible says we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. So these are earthen vessels. But this treasure is there. And the excellency of the power is of God, not of our training, not of our upbringing, not of our nationality. No, no, no. You may not even like the way you look. What you don't understand is the glory of God. Don't worry about how you look. Once you start and let the Holy Spirit take over, you will be the most beautiful thing in the world.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@lovell360.com. God bless you.